Mini-episode 1783 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by Sportsology, delivering unconventional columns and webcasts about sports, TV, music, movies, and more. Follow them on the web at Sportsology.com.
The FDH Lounge. You want to schedule your life around it.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late-night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
Welcome to mini episode 1783 of the FDH Lounge. This is FDH managing partner Rick Morris here with our spoiler-free review of the classic NBC series Crime Story, which is now available on Peacock. Here's our top five things to know about this program. Number five, it's a forerunner of today's episodic TV from way back in the late 80s, when the only primetime shows that weren't complete standalones were soaps like Dallas, Dynasty, Knott's Landing, and Falcon Crest. Coming off of the success of Miami Vice, showrunner Michael Mann had a lot of stroke at NBC, and this was the project that he chose as a follow-up. It's a cops and robbers mob story, but ultimately it's a classic mano-a-mano blood feud between two masters of their craft. Cop-turned-fed Mike Torello gets engaged in a constant and heated pursuit of rising mob superstar Ray Luca. Both men originally hailed from the Patch neighborhood of Chicago. Their feud, which starts in 1963, moves further into the 1960s, across the country to Las Vegas, and eventually foreign turf. It's a period piece in grand, glorious fashion. Number four. In the first of the two seasons, there are many episodes that have a significant standalone plot as well as the episodic elements. As the show goes along, it becomes fully episodic, with each show just another chapter in what's essentially a long, ongoing movie, which again was a revolutionary concept in 1980s TV. Number three. Both Torello and Luca have subordinates and associates around them that round out a very entertaining canvas. Torello's circle of hard-bitten cops includes Danny, Walter, and Nate, accompanied by young prodigy Joey. Torello also works extensively with prosecutor David Abrams, the son of a prominent mobster. Luca tries repeatedly to recruit David and surrounds himself with a hugely entertaining cast of characters, loyal but dim-witted Polly, Chicago crime boss Phil, national crime legend Manny, who seems to be based on Meyer Lansky, and then there's Manny's peacocking sidekick Max. It's great fun whenever anyone from one side of the law intersects with the other side on this show. Number two, the cast is absolutely legendary. This was the first feature role of Dennis Farina's great career and a breakthrough for the man playing his nemesis, Anthony Dennison. John Santucci, once a criminal who had real-life dealings with Farina during his cop career, brings incredible and eccentric authenticity to Paulie. Other great talents include John Polito, Stephen Lang, Bill Smitrovich, Bill Campbell, Paul Butler, Stephen Ryan, Ted Levine, Joseph Wiseman, J.O. Sanders, and even Andrew Dice Clay. There are also many cameos of actors who would later grow more famous, such as David Caruso, Kevin Spacey, Gary Sinise, Christian Slater, David Hyde Pierce, Eric Bogosian, Michael Madsen, and Steven Weber. Number one, Crime Story is a landmark series that deserved to last longer than two network seasons, but that's the equivalent of four cable seasons these days, so it still told an incredible story in the time that it had. The initial goal was to tell a story that would last all the way to 1980, and that didn't happen, but in a humorous but subtle way, it did seem like the writers pulled elements from subsequent decades in telling the winding story of season two. It's a program that was far ahead of its time, and it's like cracking open a really awesome time capsule when you dive into these episodes. Two thumbs definitely up. Thank you for joining us for this mini episode of the FDH Lounge.